Nearly all of Detroit's 97 public schools were closed today because too many teachers called in sick. While the teachers have known for months that without more state aid, Detroit public schools will run out of money at the end of June, what they didn't know until last week is that they might not be getting fully paid for the work that they have done this school year. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Michigan lawmakers approved almost $50 million in March to keep Detroit schools open at least through the current school year. Teachers union officials expected that money would cover all payroll expenses for the entire school year, including the many teachers who get paid year-round. But last Friday, district officials told union leaders that's not the case.
No pay! No work!
No pay!
No work!
And if we don't get it,
shut it down!
Teachers, staff, and supporters filled the streets outside district headquarters this morning. More than half the staff called in sick, forcing schools to close. Christine Galetz is a speech pathologist at Detroit's Academy of the Americas. She says teachers have been incredibly patient, absorbing cuts as a succession of state-appointed emergency managers failed to stabilize the district's finances.
The rubber has to hit the road, and they need to get us stabilized already, if that truly is the plan.
Galetz says being asked now to wait while the state figures out if teachers might get paid is just too much.
It's ridiculous. I'm at the point where I'm actually from Canada. I'm thinking about moving back there because I can't take it anymore here in Michigan.
It's not clear yet when enough teachers will return to their classrooms. Many want guarantees of full pay and a forensic audit of the district's finances. Courtney Valentine teaches at Detroit International Academy for Young Women.
It's really about the kids, and the teachers are not the ones stealing the money. The state of Michigan is the one stealing the money, and we really need to find out where that money is.
But Michigan state leadership is less than impressed by the teachers' protest. Republican State House Speaker Kevin Cotter calls the sick out a cheap political stunt. But in Detroit, even parents are largely backing the teachers this time. They think that Lansing has no room to talk about political stunts when, after years of state control, lawmakers can't even guarantee Detroit schools will open in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.